Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, it's Bubba. Let me tell you something. My go-to gift when I can't figure out what to buy for somebody is a unbelievable kick-ass package from Omaha Steaks. From the meat to the dessert and everything in between, Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new homemade texture for the juiciest home-style burger that you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun, filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for only $79.99. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code Bubba at checkout and get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You're going to get four of each pure ground burger plus a sample of all the steak on the bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com right now. Use promo code Bubba at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required. Again, OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code Bubba at checkout. Waiting for a rat. Give us speed.
Speed.
The delay was 100% my fault. I had to poop, and it was very much a sticky icky.
Was it good, though?
No, it wasn't good because, well, first of all, it was deer like brown. So that's always good.
Mm-hmm.
Deer like brown, but I felt as if I had to push too hard. Now, as I was pushing, I felt as if I may have blown out an O. You know, blow out.
Was there blood?
No blood. Deer like brown for the entire consistency.
Oh, nice.
Blood free.
But a little too much, too pushy.
Too much effort.
Too pushy for me.
I fuck you up.
Rhett, do we have the ability to go three screen, like to make us even bigger?
We do. We gotta kind of set it up first.
Oh, okay. So maybe can they take that in consideration?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, Rhett, I see you getting more responsibility around here. Look like you're kind of stepping up a little bit. You know? Yeah.
Mm. Yes, sir.
You hear?
Jamie's running
man,
around doing stuff.
Cox is like, man, Rhett, you know that piece of shit? Red-headed fucking, red on the head like a dick on a dog? That guy? Yeah. He's fucking, you know, really stepped up and he's doing some shit over there at Bubba's.
Is that what John Brennan's saying?
Yeah, John Brennan's
is that
like, man.
Mike Olivero talks?
Yeah.
I think more Mike Olivero talk. I don't think Mike Olivero really likes
that. Yeah, snaggletooth fucking Marlboro light smoking motherfucker.
Marlboro lights.
That's how John Senning talks about me.
I like John Senning.
Yeah, John Senning's a cool guy.
John Senning's a great guy, but he was kind of digging on me when he found out I came here.
Didn't you smoke cigarettes back in the day, too?
No, I never smoked cigarettes.
I thought you smoked cigarettes.
Never. I don't know who told you that I smoked cigarettes.
Who hated you the most over there, John Senning?
Mike Olivero.
Why?
Because one time I had mentioned you after 25 Cent showed up at one of our bar crawls and hung out for like two fucking hours.
Yeah, what are you going to say to that, brother?
Well, I asked Mike. I'm like, oh, that's cool to see, 25 here. Like, are you guys cool? And he's like, oh, that's none of your business. So, yeah, so he,
guess not.
Played it up corporately or whatever. And then the other thing that happened
Meanwhile, you just asked a question.
I did, correct. That is true. The other thing that had happened was when I sent that tweet out to Seth on his first day here, and then Oliveira sent me a text talking about how much he doubts my future there and, what am I thinking?
Is Mike Oliveira, is he all that over there? Yes.
He is the face that runs the place that is not, that was not Keith Lawless.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's the most connected guy in the building. He fucking went behind my back and took me off the board op schedule without even saying anything. And I had to hear about it from Sam and not him. And that
Sam
was right.
Sam?
He was always a non-confrontational little pussy. And I'm the one that fucking, inherited me. When I went from the Power Pig over to 98 Rock, and he was like, I was his guy. Mike Oliveira, actually, to his credit, found the artist to come up with the Bubba Army logo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Him and I were boys. And I knew how connected he was and just how good he was. And so when Clear Channel was going to fire him because they were cutting way back on everything, I went to Jay O'Connor, who was the guy before Keith Lawless, and said, man, we've got to get this guy. Anybody makes 65 over at Clear Channel. And Jay O'Connor's like, man, I got 40. And that's when I kicked in too. And then, even in the Hogan sex tape and all that, if you look at all the transcripts and stuff, he's all over it. He helped, you motherfuckers don't know what I know. Not listeners. I'm talking to them specifically. I know how all this shit went down. I know that, Hamill might have had a hand in it. I know that, 25 might have had something to do with it. I definitely know Big Dick had something to do with it. Spice had something to do with it. Cowhead, Mike Calta, Tony Burton, Keith Lawless.
Was Big Dick and Mike Oliveira close?
Yeah, very.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw Oliveira at the wedding.
At my wedding?
No, I did not attend your wedding. I don't know if you remember. We didn't know each other a few years ago.
At what wedding?
My friend's from Cox.
Oh.
Yeah, Johnny B.
Yeah,
Yeah, I saw him and Galvin's wife, and that was it. John Brennan at the last minute decided not to go, and Mike Calta the night before backed out, thankfully. So
yeah, well,
I made
they
a
all,
quick complaint.
They
painless.
All got some. They all listen, guys. Don't think I've forgot any of it, because I'm laying in the buckle fucking brush, buddies.
Buddies.
And plus, I don't even know how long you guys are going to be around there.
Not very long.
Because they sold Houston, and rumor has it there are two people. There are two, maybe three companies looking at Tampa. And listen, I'm pretty well connected in the radio business. You guys can say what you want, but I've been behind the mic longer than all of you.
Maybe even 37 years.
Yeah. And that's what they hate on it, is they hate that I've been able to make it.
Yep.
They hate that I've been able to make it.
They tried to do other shit. I remember when Calta tried to do Periscope and he got, kicked off. And they just can't do anything other than the FM deal.
Oh, have you
they
seen?
They can't even follow through with their internet streaming deal.
Oh, I know.
They couldn't even dial in. They couldn't even dial in the video.
Yeah, Bone TV was a joke.
I'm
sorry, that was kind of rude. Some people.
No, it is. I mean, they haven't. Bone TV never made a dollar.
No.
So anyway, I had somebody send this to me, text it to me, because and I'm not going to make this. I shouldn't even recognize the fucking hack, but that's Mike Calta. And you remember for years and years, he was always make fun of the fact that I'm not going to sell T-shirts. And because merchandising has always been, Lummy, once I got on the huge stage of Sirius XM, hell, merchandising at one time was a $600,000 a year project. Why wouldn't you?
It moved.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah.
Right? Why wouldn't
right.
you? No, but why wouldn't you? So he's always made fun of me that I had mud flaps and all this kind of bullshit and all that. Somebody sent me this picture that he's now selling these shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Right here.
Oh, let me see.
With this bumper sticker thing?
No, it's like a picture. It's like a kind of like a, kind of like a Clem, like a Clem's. And you know, over the years, I've sold shirts. Well, I sell a lot of shirts, but
like an animated image of his head.
Yeah,
his big head.
And so, like the guy. I mean, the guy has completely ripped off my whole fucking
Some may even say he took your job.
Well, he took my job, but he ripped off my gimmick. Like everything he does is a fucking some type of version of wanting to be me,
which is just kind of just shows you that. Oh my god, I totally lost my train of thought. It's probably because I fucking fainted yesterday. Just haven't
probably
felt
just
like
shows you the bottom line is they're all a bunch of fucking hack wannabes.
Oh, I was going to say that you were just ahead of the game.
Yeah, we have been able to digitally make a living.
Mm-hmm.
The lion's share of our money on how we pay the bills, how I pay the rent here, how I pay payroll, it is generated digitally.
But I thought that video game platform was just a joke.
Yeah, it is. And they
joke
have
that makes money.
But meanwhile, they have tried to do it.
Right.
They're like, okay, Bubba, you know, we're far more sexy terrestrially than Bubba on this big flame-throwing FM. But guess what, motherfuckers? That's all you got. That's all you got.
That's all you got, house.
That's all you got.
You don't own your own material.
You don't own your own material.
Content.
You know, you're not making any money on Facebook. You're not making any money on Instagram. You're not making money on YouTube. You're not making any money on Songcast. You're not making any money on podcasting. And more importantly, this, you don't own. So when you get fired from Cox and you start over, I mean, if I wanted to, I mean, I can pull up any, I mean,
filthy bastard.
I mean, I got. Rhett, if you took the AM and the PM system, how many terabytes of audio, not video, how many terabytes of audio do you think I have? If you took both?
I haven't really seen just how much is on there, but I have to guess around a terabyte, which for just audio is a ridiculous amount.
Oh, I think you're way under.
Well, you got to think the average sounder on there is what, 5, 6, 7 megabytes?
Well, I mean, I got interviews that are an hour long.
I mean, compressed data, MP2s, you know what I mean? It's going to take up a little less space after that.
I was going to say I have probably 5 terabytes of audio.
5 terabytes uncompressed audio, absolutely.
Well, I don't know. I would say I have probably 50,000, anywhere between 40,000 and 50,000 pieces of audio. I mean everything from
first new message received at 8:30.
They don't have any of this
first
shit.
New message received at 8:36 a.m.
Obviously, you're scared of what's going to happen to you, or you wouldn't be acting like you're acting. Just trust me. You've been drinking and doing drugs while you were pregnant, and you can act like you hadn't been. But I'm going to talk to your mama, okay? And when I get through with my lawyer, or my lawyer gets through with you, your ass is going to wish you'd never met us, okay? Goodbye.
Talk to your mama. Macho Light back here said he was doing the transfer of the audio, and he said it's right around 500 gigs.
Oh.
Compressed. See, compressed. So uncompressed, you have to imagine.
Making me feel more like a jobber.
No.
Now, is that both systems?
Yes.
Does he know that I have, another
Oh, just system? The one. Just the one.
Oh, yeah. So... Yeah, so one.
That was just on the AM.
Yeah, well, I think PM's bigger. I know PM's way more fun. The PM system's way more fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there.
A lot of stuff. I mean, that's where you guys have gotten all your... Recently, that's where you've gotten all your gems, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, a good amount of them, yes.
I mean, all of your... that's
where the WCW Hogan one came from, yeah.
Remember Hogan on set with Billy Mays?
Yeah.
Did you ever make that a video?
Man, I just found out some sad information. Another who died? Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam Bam Bigelow died. Oh, Lummy, this could have been. We just fucking stumbled upon another one.
We've seen this one. We just haven't made a video of it.
I know, but the day that Bam Bam Bigelow Hogan's announcement the day that Bam Bam Bigelow died. I just got your new video and it's only 3 minutes and 31 seconds long.
That's when he was on the set of Billy Mays.
Goldfish.
What?
That's on the. We have it. We just haven't had time to make the video on it.
I know, motherfucker. Why can't?
Do you want us to put that one to the front?
Yeah, maybe. Let me hear it.
You're a real wrestler.
No, that's the wrestler. But now Hogan can name a goldfish after Bam Bam.
I'm calling myself. Hold on, stand by. I mean, you could cut all this out. Just right to Hootie. You know what I'm saying? Like, to take the Ned shit out and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead, mark out to yourself. Bubba.
It's Bubba. Hey, Bubba. How are you? What is this?
Master Tape Theater.
Hello, I'm Sir Harden.
Cut all that out, by the way.
Oh, we already got it cut up.
Thick.
We cut it up to where Hogan picks up.
Let me, do you get mad when I go through shit that you've already done and you're like over there thinking, God damn, I've already fucking done it, you fat ass.
Well, because I don't want you to think we've fallen behind. We just haven't had time to make that video.
I understand.
So.
I want to hear it.
I'm sorry, yes. Sorry.
Hoodie up.
Hey, did you hear that Bam Bam died?
Yeah, man, I'm on the set here shooting this commercial. I just got the news, man.
Oh, I just want to make sure that you knew that. I knew that you were close to Bam Bam, man. He was good.
You know what the weird thing was, brother?
What? Oh, this is good shit, homie. Anytime he gets into a little bit of a story. Now,
I think he says he called him last week or some shit.
I scrolled back through my phone day before yesterday.
And Bam Bam called you.
He was the fifth call on my phone.
A couple days ago.
Yeah, and he didn't leave a message.
Spice, is there any details as to what happened, or just...
He just wanted to talk to you one time before he died.
Ned, you know what? You're in no position to talk to Hogan right now.
Ned, shut the fuck up.
What? You could actually leave that part in there if you wanted, did you, or did you not?
We left the whole call.
Commercial are you shooting today?
Oh, I'm reshooting the grill thing.
Oh, the grill deal. You down in Miami, or you in Tampa?
No, I'm up in New Jersey.
Oh, you're in New Jersey. Okay, well, we don't mean to bug you, man. I just wanted to give you that
news. No, it's all cool.
All right, Hollywood, we just wanted to say hi to you, and keep us posted.
It's all good, man. It's all good. What is today, anyway? I don't even know today.
Friday.
Today's Friday. I don't even know what day it is. You're such a fucking rock star. Friday, the 19th? 20th?
Hey, man, you want to talk 19th.
To Oxy Clean? Well, and let me, did you put with Billy Mays?
Of course.
Hey, Madison?
Billy Mays,
yeah.
Hey.
Billy Mays.
Right. Yeah, Billy Mays. Let's talk to him. Yeah.
Oh, yo, yeah. Billy. Come here, man.
I'm Billy Mays, and I'm dad.
They're doing Billy Mays. Can somebody imitate Billy Mays? Can you do him, Brent?
I can't.
Spice?
Baba.
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays here. Congratulations.
Billy Mays. And you know what? That's right. Just one scoop of OxyClean and you can clean your whole fucking house.
You could. Add one scoop to every load of laundry. I got to tell you, you'll clean up everything.
Billy.
The city. You better believe it, brother.
Billy, do it like a 30-second spot for Sirius Satellite Radio in the Bubba Show.
Let's see how- man. We could almost, if we could cut out Sirius Satellite Radio, we could make this a fucking deal.
Yeah.
Listen, hold on. How good you
Roll
are,
it off.
That's how good you are on the fly, Billy Mays.
Off the fly.
Yeah.
For Sirius?
Here's your bullet points. The Bubba the Love Sponge Show, Howard Stern, and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Billy Mays here for Sirius Satellite Radio. Let me tell you, kaboom! When you listen to this show, it'll be unbelievable. It'll clean up everything. It might clean up your act, but probably not. But I got to tell you something. You will love it. You'll be so excited. I'll tell you what, I'm so excited right here just talking about it. It's live. Tomorrow I'll be in person. It's powered by the air you breathe and activated by the water that you and I drink. Serious, everybody. I'm Billy Mays, and I'm out of here.
Yeah. Too bad he didn't say Bubba the Love Sponge. Yeah, we couldn't use any of that shit. I mean, I guess we could vaguely use it just talking about the show, but since he didn't say Bubba the Love Sponge. Now, Billy, you live in the Tampa yeah. area, don't you, Billy?
I live in Tampa.
Yeah, well, you got to come to the studio one day. Just bullshit with us.
I will.
Okay? Before you hit your head on the Delta flight, get your ass down here.
People, call your people.
Oh, Christ, Billy's got people.
I heard Billy.
I wish the Hulks are here, but you know what? We get a hold of me anytime. I'm pretty accessible.
All right, Billy.
So, hold on. I'm going to put you back to Hulk. Thanks.
I think they've been drinking. Yeah. Thank you, Billy. I think they've been drinking.
Yo, brother.
You and Billy been drinking a little bit?
A little bit, man.
That's how well I knew Hogan. I could tell when they were fucked up.
Oh, yeah, brother.
So is he helping you?
The Hogan Energy and the Grey Goose.
Is he helping you with your grill deal?
Yeah, I'm standing there, and he's feeding me the lines, so I don't even have to do anything except say what he says.
He is a selling motherfucker, is he not? He's the man.
Oh, he's brutal, man. He's all over himself.
He is. God, Lummy, we got just such a fuck. I mean, we're sitting on a gold mine. We really are. Did you know that?
Yes, we are. We are.
Can we just, you think we need to hire like 30 Jamaicans in here just fucking cutting shit up nonstop?
Well, we've got the stuff cut up. It's just getting the, you know.
Hookers in studio with Bubba. That sounds fun. Randy Couture, one of the greatest of all time, right? Isn't Randy Couture one of the greatest of all time MMA? Are you familiar with Randy Couture?
I've never heard that name.
Randy Couture.
You've never heard of Randy Couture?
No. Are you mad at me?
No, but I'm like,
I don't know who that is, Bubba.
Anna, he's probably...
I don't know who that is. I know other fighters. I don't know that one.
Probably the greatest of all time. He's in, by the way, he's in the UFC Hall of Fame.
Really? When did he fight? Like in the 90s?
No, like 2010 or something like
all
that.
Right. Well, I was paying less attention then.
You were paying less attention.
Mm-hmm. Just in life in general, because I was fucking drunk all the time.
Were you?
Worse than Lummy. Yeah.
Tuesday, 12:32 a.m. Hi, sexy.
Hi, sexy. Sorry.
I know you're sleeping. I know you have to get up early in the morning. But I'm in your area, and I want to come to the radio station tomorrow. So call me back and let me know a good time. I'll be up around.
Because literally, Lummy, she would come to the radio station at 10:05 and blow me.
Wow.
And
what a lucky guy.
For real, and blow me in my office. And everybody knew what was going on.
Seven, so you can call me at 468 area code 941. This is Jackie, in case you don't remember. And I'm in your area for the next couple days, and I want to hang out. Remember, we're supposed to f*** each other all night long.
Wow. Mm. She sounds wholesome.
I mean, you can't make this shit up, Anna. Mm-hmm. You just can't.
No, you cannot.
You can't.
You know what?
You
no,
can't
you cannot.
Make this shit up.
Unless you already have somebody else. And I'm really looking forward to it, so I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thursday, 11.
I just randomly played my answering machine one day.
5 a.m.
Stange, how you doing, old friend?
Dion.
This is Dion. Call you, miss you, thinking about you, man. Hey, I'll be in Tampa the 21st, 22nd, I think, of this month. I'm just calling to make sure you might be available, man, so we get together and have
lunch. All right, now, cool. He's asking if I might be available.
Yeah.
Lunch or dinner or something, man. I just got to see your face, brother. Love you, man. Miss you.
Friday, 2:33 p.m.
What's up, DJ of the year? We know you're not down out in Beverly Hills. You're probably somewhere on Mulholland Drive getting your salad.
I was actually in L.A. at the time, Lummy.
What were you doing?
Fucking.
I just won DJ, like Radio Personality of the Year. It was in L.A., but he was ribbing me because Rebecca, who left me's boyfriend, lived on Mulholland Drive. Oh. So he was fucking ribbing me.
Baby Brian Steele?
What?
Was it Brian Steele?
No, this was, his name was, what the fuck was his name? By the way, Kyle... $10 on the super chat.
That's Florida Stanley.
Okay. No, his name. What the fuck was his name? Might have been Howard or something.
Was that the old fuck?
Yeah,
the old guy?
Alan or something. Some real old guy. The one she got caught at the Don Cesar with.
Yeah.
So Hogan knows I'm in L.A. and I just won DJ of the Year the night before, and then he says I'm out boohooing on Mulholland Drive because he knew that's where the guy did.
Me and Nick are hanging. Just got done training because we don't miss any workouts, brother. It doesn't matter where we're at or what we're doing. We don't miss workouts. So we're just calling you to give you a hard time, DJ of the year. Be cool and eat fruit.
Wednesday, 3:18 p.m.
Bubba, you motherfucker. Sasuke. That's what I call and see what you're doing. See you, Pat.
Danny Lasowski.
Wednesday, 7.
I want some more of those ones that we first opened up with, Lumby, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
11 p.m.
Yo, Bubba. Randy Michaels.
By the way, Anna, the CEO of Clear Channel.
Okay.
The CEO of Clear Channel, and he heard the show, and I think we heard some real fucked up shit.
To give you the corporate asshole in town alert, I will be.
So, Anna, when he was coming to town, he would tell me when he was coming to town because we always got together.
And went to strip clubs
in the morning. I am not sure what the schedule is or plans are, but if you get a second, call me 513. Please do not give out that number. Thank you. See you, bye.
Thursday, 12:07 p.m.
Hey, Bubba, Danny Bush with a howling dog.
Oh, yeah. This was a record label rep, Anna, that would fucking give me, like, thousands and thousands of dollars to play.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But he had these dogs. He lived in New York City. His name's Danny Bush, and he was always on cocaine.
Oh, I like him already.
And he had these dogs that were in heat. Listen.
They were in pain, Bubba. Hey, dude, call me, man. I want to make sure you got the package, all right?
I mean, if that's not incriminating, right?
212-7-212. All right, chill, dog. 212-707. I have two bitches in heat here. 212-707-27.
Friday, 9:52 a.m.
From the CE, from, I mean, Anna, just look at the cross section of I got a girl that wants to fuck. I got Dion. I got Hogan, who is
messed up on pills.
Messed up on pills. I got the Clear Channel CEO, and I got a record label rep.
And a
sprint car driver.
Hey, Bob. Randy.
This is Randy. I think he's in town.
Leaving town, call to say hi. I heard Ned suck it up today. You got to send me some of that shit. You got to get somebody to put a best of on, make me a dub of some of that shit. I got to have that.
So this is the CEO saying he wants some of our shit. Now.
Phone call he made in the NCAA today, and I need Blackopoly, too, and I need that song. If somebody can do it, it's easy.
See, Anna, so now you know why we never got in trouble, because the CEO is like, man, turn it up. Well, I don't even think we can play Blackopoly by today's standards.
I don't think so.
No.
I had to take it off bar.
You did, didn't you?
Yes.
I will talk to you soon.
Hey, I was trimming my beard this morning, Lummi. I just wanted to know where are you? Where do you stand on that?
I would have to say probably early next. I'd say early next week.
Because
it's pretty short still. I'm a little nervous.
You're a trip. I'll see you.
You're nervous? Why?
It's not growing as fast as it used to.
Saved you stunted it.
Thursday, 11:44 p.m.
Where are all the girls?
Wait, you don't like me no more?
Oh, this was a guy named Lee Scrape. He's dead now. I think he killed himself.
Oh, wonderful.
And he had and I raced with him at Jacksonville, and he would fuck with me on the track, so I would talk about him on the radio. We were syndicated into Jacksonville, and then I would play these messages live on the air, and his wife knew that he was stepping out on her because he had bitches.
I'll call back one more time in about 10 minutes.
So he was married, Anna, to a woman, but he would call my voicemail and brag about how many girls he was with, and then I would play it on the radio, and we were syndicated into Jacksonville. And how would you explain that to your wife?
Well, just be like Hootie.
No, I love you, brother, man.
That is Hootie 2.0, 1.0.
Dumbass hick motherfucker Gene. Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna call back in about 5-7 minutes.
Please don't.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 women to 3 guys. I just need a little help here.
I mean, so clearly. When his wife would hear this on Monday morning,
she'd be not happy.
She'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Yep, help me out.
This was the Hootie before the Hootie, Lummi.
Yeah.
This was the Hootie before the Hootie. This was the Hootie before the Hootie.
Bubba, bitch. Slasoski. Hey, I just got your message. I'm in Australia. We'll be home until Monday night, so I'll call you Tuesday.
I'm looking for the girls. We started out strong.
What they think? I'm not.
Yeah, Lummi, where are the fucking girls?
I just have the
Jesus.
God.
7 pit passes in for them. They don't want me there. Fuck them. You can slam them all you want on the radio.
Okay.
Slam
dang.
All you want.
I think there's a couple different voicemail ones.
What's that, Lummi?
I think there's a couple different voicemail
come
ones.
Come in to Tampa.
We'd have to find them.
Yeah,
put them all in their own
category. Yeah, maybe do like a girl. You know, girls want to fuck Bubba montage.
Yeah,
be greatly.
Jesus, Danny, get off!
You bitch.
Jeez.
Bubba, how you doing? It's Dion, man. First of all, I'd like to apologize for not returning your calls, man. This year has been a very tough year, man, emotionally because of the.
This is when Dion got saved. This is when Dion found the Lord right here. Listen, Lummi.
Oh, really?
This could almost be. I don't want to know if I want to blow up Dion's spot like this. But
yeah,
This might be.
What?
Something we might want to make a short or something. I don't know. I'd have to approve it because.
Gotta wait till we get that.
I don't want to blow up his spot, but like this is when Dion first got saved. Listen,
I have a feeling I might know what happened.
What's going on with the family situation and eyes? Had really gotten to me, man, but I've been really getting myself together for the last couple months, man, and I could proudly tell you that, man. I've been born again. I'm a Christian, man, and I've been living for the Lord, man, and I didn't even want to call you and tell you because I wanted you to hear and see it for yourself. I hate to tell people what I've done. I'd rather show by my actions, man, and I'm doing up close Friday in L.A. and it'll be on ESPN, and I'm going to spread the word of God, and I gave my testimony.
I mean, this is one of the very first times he publicly came out, Lummi.
Oh,
nice. Church last Sunday in Cincinnati.
As a Christian.
I still love you, baby. You're still my man no matter what. But I just wanted to let you know where I was, and man. And that's him saying,
I know that you're a crazy, you know, whore-slinging motherfucker, but I still love you.
But let's be friends.
I apologize, man, because you're a true friend, and you always will be. Aww. And we will still have a relationship forever, man. And God bless you, and I love you to death, man. So if you want to...
And that, you know what, Lummy? That's a guy right there that stood by his word. Even though I got up in some shit, he never strayed.
He's, I mean, like
he literally is a man of his word. He said, you know, we'll always be friends forever.
Give me a call at 619-3800. Call me in the morning if you want to on your show, man. And God bless you, bud. Later.
Is that when he's in Cincinnati?
Yeah, that's when he was the Reds.
The Reds, 94-95.
Yeah. Yep.
How you doing, you freak? This is Peter North calling you from the West.
Peter North, Anna, the... Peter North, one of the greatest male porn stars, and his gimmick was he had the biggest loads. Like, the biggest loads.
How big?
Like,
big.
Oh my God.
Eight chicks in a row.
Google Peter North's loads. I mean, I don't know if you want that on your search engine or not. But
I don't care. I have more shit.
Yeah, as long as it's on corporate, right?
Peter North.
It was like a machine gun.
I can't show it.
Like
I can't show
neck,
Anna. But
bed.
I want you to just I want you to watch it.
Oh, dear God.
No, for real. Like,
what the hell?
His gimmick is he had the biggest load.
Ew, it's a vanilla frosting.
Oh, he had the biggest loads in the industry. And I don't know what he was calling me for.
Coast, beautiful weather out here. Give myself a call or Mike a call. We wanted to try to get on the radio show with Randy West and Tara Hart and Shane.
See, so Anna, I was social media. Like, if you're coming to Tampa and you wanted people to know about it, you had to go through me.
Yeah.
Give me a call at 714-387. Anyway, hope everything...
And by the way, you didn't hear this 2 months ago. This is a different one. So everybody shut the fuck up and chat.
Everything's well?
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
I'm not in the mood for it.
Bubba, give me a call, and hope to talk to you soon.
And if you did hear it 2 months ago, you know what? I thought it was funny then, and I think it's just as fucking funny now. So fuck you.
Fuck you. Do you have any birthday plans?
Monday.
Besides 199, of course.
And Longhorn?
Yes, I do.
Oh. Hey, Bubba, it's Chris Martin calling from CBS News, a voice from the past.
Would you like to elaborate?
Listen, when we met up last year...
I completely, like, fuck you.
Tyler, you know the Heather you never call, 941.
Hey, your wife?
No, that's a different one. This was a different Heather.
Hi, it's Angela. Anyway, hope you have a good day. Hope all goes well. And hopefully I will get to speak to you soon. Here's the deal. If you return this phone call within a 24-hour period, it will entitle the caller, which better be you, to a...
Maybe I did play this a couple months ago.
It's not your birthday.
Within 24 hours.
Birthday boy.
A great day. Bye-bye. Hey, this is Amy from Hudson.
Yeah, they always had to identify where they were from.
You probably knew one more than one Jennifer or whatever.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You called me last week. That was another surprise. I star 69 and asked that my boyfriend was here and it just wasn't going to go over well.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God.
Love me, Scott. You're right.
Call you back. Let me know. Well, I guess I'll just listen. Sometime I got to come up to your club. I'll have to meet you. Yeah. I want to see you. Have VIP. A good night tonight.
Anna, having a club is just like, it's like.
That's why I want to have a club.
Having a club
all
is
these
like.
Bitches
just,
on my dude.
You just, it's just like having bitches on your dick. Having a restaurant or a club is called bitches on your dick.
Does Jay know that? Does Dan know that?
That's why Dan's so mad, because he's not in the deal. Hold on.
Can I give you a call today and see if we can get together? You know how to reach me. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Bubba, it's Christina. How are you doing?
This chick was the best. Lummy. She lived on St. Pete Beach, which wasn't too far from where I live.
She's Freaky McNasty.
And literally, she lived like in a little two-bedroom beach house right on the water. She was single. And,
yeah.
And she didn't have any kids or anything. She was hot as fuck. She was young.
What's young?
21.
Perfect.
22. Maybe 22.
Too old.
Big tits.
I think she went to Eckerd.
Oh.
Nice ass.
And
the best, right?
Hot as fuck. And so she literally would leave her back door open.
Oh, yeah?
And I would literally.
Near the beach?
No.
Oh, sorry.
And so I would. This was our setup. Like, there was no drinks. There was no going out to dinner. There was no even having to watch TV. I literally. She'd leave her back door open and she'd be nude in bed.
Perfect.
And I literally would just come in, take my clothes off, and put my cock in her mouth. Like, not even, hello.
Nice welcome
like,
home.
Not even, hey, how was your day?
No, why? You don't
heard
care.
The show. Nothing.
That's great. So,
did
you ever cuddle, or?
No. And then after I blasted my load, she had this little bathroom, was right off of her bedroom. I go in there and do a Stretch Armstrong with some soap.
Mm-hmm.
And then, dry off my balls and not kiss her, of course. No way.
It's disgusting.
And say, hey, maybe in a couple days or so, you know?
She'd be like, yep, two thumbs up.
For about an hour, 381. If not, I might be home tomorrow. If I'm not at home, of course, try me at work, 890. Have a great day.
Yeah, she was hungry for that D. She even wanted it at work. Anna used Blitz $10.
What the hell? I don't read that bullshit.
Let me remember when we called for the Queen's funeral.
Yeah.
Historically, we've had a long track record.
Yeah.
Was it the Queen or Princess Diana? I know Diana one too.
We did call Princess Diana and ask. We called the morgue.
Yeah.
And asked how she's doing.
Asked them to rub the phone on her pussy. No, we really did.
No, I really believe you.
We asked if, you know, does the carpet match the drapes? And
because she was blonde. She had great hair. Great hair.
Wonder how good she was in bed.
Probably.
I think she was a Freaky McNasty. Yeah, I watched some of The Crown, which is probably not real.
Is that why Prince Charles left her?
Fancy bastard!
To go to that other one because she was just too freaky.
Wait, what? To the uglier woman?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the fucking weirdest thing ever. Her name? Camilla?
Angelica Lauren, queen lover of the throne. Once you have me, I'll put you in a zone. You'll be blowing on my phone saying, baby, I want to come home. There's nobody tighter, wetter, or better, right?
Yeah, he went from Princess Diana, who was like a 10,
She really was stunning.
Like, she was absolutely fucking stunning.
To this fucking hag-ass old, to this wrinkly old bitch.
Warded-up nose bitch.
Maybe that's why she was the freaky McNasty.
Maybe, because some hot chicks sometimes, honestly, are not very good in bed.
Because they are, like, just expect everyone to do everything for them.
Yeah, pretty much.
They know they don't have to work for it because they're just hot.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, when you get, you know, a chick like Candy, she's really going to, gobble down your dick.
No, hold on. Now, see, why
do you get fart in her face and she'll still talk to you?
Why do you have...
Filthy bastard!
Why do you have to bring... Why do we got to go right back to Candy?
Because that's the only example I could think of you banging a chick that wasn't hot. I don't even know if she banged her.
Like only the third girl I had ever had been with before.
Right. Did you... You had sex with her or two, was just a blowjob?
I fucked two girls in high school. And then I met Candy. Candy was like my very first groupie bitch.
And did you bang her, or was it just
no, had just had.
And she gave head to Jeff, right?
Yeah, not my stepdad. No, Jeff Bird. Jeff Bird, yes. Yeah.
How'd she acquire that name? Is that her name?
That was her real name.
Her passion.
No. That was her. That was her real name.
Yeah.
And hey, Lummy, we might want to take the shoot.
Yeah.
With Spice and Honky Tonk and make that a clip. I think we really fucked with Honky Tonk bad there.
So there's a couple of them, too.
Yeah.
You mean like when it was on the phone or the show part?
I don't know. Just whatever you think.
Okay.
Whatever you think will make our YouTube explode.
80,000, yes.
Whatever you think will make our YouTube explode.
No problem.
You know?
We'll do.
So Anna, like Candy was like my first groupie.
I know.
She was like, you're Bubba from 103 PFR? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, my God, I listen to you every night. And I'm like, really? And then Jeff Bird's like, hey, Thick, man, I think she likes you. And I go, we were at the 4th Avenue. I'm sorry, no, 4th. It was called the 4th Quarter Bar.
Nick McDaniel, $20 Super Chat. Merch Crick Mafia.
Oh, let's not start that shit now.
Merch Crick Mafia.
Oh, gee. My relationship with my wife, Heather, went downhill when she became the queen bee.
I just got a text from Caviar asked if he wants us to make a t-shirt.
For Merch Crick?
Yeah.
Merch Crick Mafia?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? I want you to be honest.
I mean, people aren't trying to. You can see it right now.
If they're popping on the deal.
I don't think anybody. I got 400.
Yes.
I got 400. I got 489 people in YouTube right now, and you're trying to, like, give me a, like, you guys wouldn't buy a fucking merch crit off.
Pop, yes.
Beartooth said Jay would wear that.
Guys wouldn't buy a fucking Merch Crick Mafia.
Yeah, Merch Crick Mafia. You know, kind of make it look kind of cool. The Mafia kind of like slanged out,
like
graffiti style.
I haven't seen one. No, to be honest with you,
Merch Crick Mafia.
Yeah, MCM all day.
Hell yeah!
Are you fucking kidding me?
3X tall, please.
That's what.
Grouper Lips, 1999, Merch Air Force. No, sorry, Grouper Lips, Merch Crick Mafia. It is.
It can't be the Merch Air. It's not there. If it's going to be anything, it's not going to be Merch Air Force. It's going to be Merch Crick Mafia.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Lemmy's Gob, I'd rock that shit. Holyoke Joe said he'd rock, and he's a 6X.
Is he that big now?
Oh, I mean, hasn't he been bedridden for a while?
I think he's been. I don't know. We don't see. You don't know. You don't know what the truth is with him.
What do you think?
The other spawn of Janie Cakes is on the line.
And yes, I did hook up with Spice Boy.
Let's talk to another member of the Clem Clan.
That's good.
Bubba's sister, Tara.
I was just saying, I wonder if Hogan on his back is all wrinkled up or is he all still stretched out?
What do you mean?
Didn't he have a huge Hogan tattoo from his neck down to his ass crack?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Holyoke Joe has a huge tattoo.
The last time I put somebody that I was dating over...
When she's not maxing out his credit card.
By the way, this is a shoot. Like, I mean, I should have listened. I mean, like, we were all joking about it and shit, but it was a shoot.
When she's not maxing out his credit cards, she's checking the daily status of their prenup agreement and panning for precious metals.
All hail the queen bee!
Mrs. Heather, the love sponge Clem.
Nick McDaniel's $50 Super Chat down payment on the first signed Merch Crick shirt.
Merch Crick Mafia.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Now, do you, like, have a picture of her on there, or do you, like, just big tits, or, like, what?
Maybe we can see what Caviar can come up with.
Yeah, Caviar.
From there.
You know, maybe come up with something like that. Oh, man. Why am I even considering this?
I don't know.
Yeah, this can't happen. We got to squash this.
I think it just did.
You mean you think it just did?
I think it just happened. Boo Bear.
Daddy, can I have a t-shirt?
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor.
Well, I don't think I can play that one.
No.
Well, this one here makes me sad.
Sad.
He's the son of the sponge and a rising star in auto racing.
My kid's got a website.
Give it up and pay some respect to Bubba, the next generation. Tyler Clem.
Brian from Philly, $10 Super Chat, merch Crick Mafia for life.
Yeah, Coach Cooter's right. It's going to ruin your fucking relationship. It will, because they just get all fucking full of themselves.
Do they?
You got to keep them down. Yeah, Anna, I know. Look how many bitches I've been through.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we just heard some voicemails from it.
The Tyler situation's horrible. I've not spoke to my son since April of last year. For a year, I've not seen physically him or talked to him for over a year. I can't get a hold of him. Big E, 7375, 10 bucks on the Super Chat. Thank you. Merch Crick Mafia, just too sweet.
Oh, no.
Just stop.
These are almost like down payments for the shirt.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I mean.
Do we show a cricket with like big tits?
Yes.
You know, like a cricket. Yes. Like, let me.
Crickets.
Like, let me show me like artwork of like just a hold on here. Hold on.
Cricket.
Cricket.
With
and then let me see.
Boobs.
Let me see images, and then would it be like this right here, but with a big tit?
Is it like standing
oh,
up?
Oh shit!
No, like well, maybe standing up a little bit, like you know, but like it's a with a pretty girl face. She's the merch crick, like kind of like that,
and the
big tits hanging out. I don't know.
Lips and tits.
She doesn't have fake lips. She's
no, I'm
just
not
got
saying she does,
tits.
But like to make it look like a girl.
Oh,
you
yeah,
have to
like,
add,
like
the lips.
Red lipstick.
Yeah.
Red lipstick, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Merch Crick Mafia.
Yeah.
Nick McDaniel, $10.
I can hear
Super
you're coming
chat,
around
new
to the
Friday
deal.
After chat, Anna and the Jugs.
Anna and the
Jugs.
Anna and the Jugs.
Now, let's just stick with Anna, because I got a little thing going on where Anna needs to do her own thing. Like she needs to practice on doing her own show, because Anna and I got a little thing, like a little, you know, we got a little kayfabe thing going on. You
we
know,
do,
we
yes.
spoke about it yesterday.
We did a little bit today, actually, too.
So I think so. Let's talk about that. Hummel, the Anna Hummel show is can we schedule that for Fridays now?
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
No. What I'm saying is, I think we need you to do that. Because of that other situation.
Right.
But maybe this is something we should talk privately.
It's up to you, but...
I don't mind talking about it publicly.
I don't either.
Blitz isn't here, and you still have the ability to do a show on Friday.
Yeah.
Would you want somebody to sit in with you, or would you rather... Here's your options.
Mm-hmm.
You got three options. Don't do any of it. Don't do a show at all. Do a show by yourself. Or do a show with a handpicked with somebody, you know, that you would pick as a co-host.
I'm going to try to do it myself,
okay.
Mostly to try to acquire the skill and get better at
and
it.
And that's what I was getting at with regards to practicing for what we have been talking about.
Yes, and secondly, because I have, you know, respect for my co-hosts, they want to get the fuck out of here. It's Friday, you know, and I need to practice anyways. So
right.
I'm happy to just it's just me and the callers. So
it's me and the caller. You, the callers, and chat.
Oh, chat's not invited to this party.
Oh, they're not?
That'll just fuck with me.
She's one of the show's greatest fans.
Woo, she's fun.
And a close friend of our fearless leader.
I love her.
It's the legendary Heather Wiz on the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
You know what, Lummy, we need to do? We need to set up and get done a, what was it called? The fans of the round table?
Yes.
Or... Marks of the Round Table or Bub. I don't know what the hell it was called.
Mitch the Mark, $15 on Venmo.
Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you.
He'll be here Friday, right?
Yes.
Oh, he's always here.
Well, of course.
And Mitch DeMarc was also at the Finch Jamboree as well.
Yes, and he was also at the Tarpons game.
Mitch Mussolini. Mitch Mussolini. Whatever the fuck his name.
I mean, you know, Mitch.
Lucarelli, Mitch Mussolini, $15 on the Venmo, too.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
So, say,
your birthday. I want to talk about it.
Okay, I don't.
You don't want to talk about it?
No.
Aren't you excited? You're the birthday boy.
I told my family what the best. First of all, my sister and my mom.
Hall of Famer, the Bubba Light, 999 Super Chat.
Hall of Famer, greatest of all time, the GOAT.
Mr. Trickney Ashley.
Mr. Trickney Ashley. Augusta, Georgia's very own. Nick, Bubba Light.
Woo!
Bubba, the Nick Light. Bubba, Nick, the Bubba Light.
Huh?
I took my, but Tara and my mom are going away this weekend.
Yeah.
And so I told Merch Crick, the greatest present of all would for you to go home and let me have a day all to myself. I didn't really say that.
Okay.
No.
Number one, obviously that hurt her feelings. And number two, I don't think you mean that.
I don't. And I'm just being a dick.
You want the balloons and the flowers.
No, I do not want any of that.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't, bitch. I don't want any of that. I do not want any of that.
Well, you're getting it.
Saturday.
A cake.
My birthday is on Sunday.
Right.
So Friday, we'll celebrate me and Trickney Friday night, Bubba 199 on Twitch. We'll be celebrating my birthday, mine and Trickney Ashley's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anna's making my cake. We're going to get a Publix cake for the trickest of knees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's that. Saturday, I have plans. But they don't involve any, like, it's nothing like I'm literally, actually, if I was to be honest with you, I'm coming to the studio on Saturday to work on my area in the back where all my tools and stuff are.
Okay.
To try to get that cleaned up.
Gotcha.
To get that a little bit more, you
is
know.
Is that formerly your art shed?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Kind of work on all that
where
shit.
Where you get high, you know.
Yeah, sure.
From the fumes.
Where you get high from the fumes.
Yeah.
Thank you,
and
Anna.
And create art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Sunday is I don't have any plans, and which will be I wake up in my underwear after taking pills the night before,
just about, like every other day,
about 10 o'clock. And I might go on. Actually, the Crick and I might go try to go play pickleball.
Nice,
there you go.
We found this little hidden pickleball court.
I think I know where it is.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you haven't talked about it, have you?
No, I'm not talking about it. I don't want people to know. Hmm. Anna, where do you think it is?
Well, I don't want people to know where
Anna,
you know. Where
mommy,
they
just
know.
I just got 50 fucking PayPal dollars
yeah,
from
you
Mitch
did.
Mitch Lucarini.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Lucas Marchino. Is that new money?
I think that's new money.
Lucas Marchino?
Lucas Marchino.
Lucas Marchino.
Trelli.
From New Jersey.
Fuck yeah, dude. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
God bless. So pickleball.
Sunday, maybe a little e-biking. E-bike to the pickleball court and pickleball.
Yep.
And then get back 2:46.
Okay.
Then Monday.
But what would it be about like a birthday dinner thing?
No.
Lunch?
You know what? No.
Okay. Sorry.
I guess Sunday is my birthday.
Right.
Maybe we'll... No, I'd rather
get high and order in. That's the best.
Get high and order in. Look how loose you're running out today. Shirt's wide open, kicked back.
Bubba, I was eating pizza in the car yesterday.
Look at you. Hold on. You should just look at yourself right now. Your shirt wide open, fucking kicked back, fucking fingers on the computer, scrolling, probably looking at Peter North loads.
Yep,
probably.
Nonstop.
Look at you. Double piece out willies. No fucks given.
Mm-mm.
Look at you.
I ate pizza in the car yesterday like an animal.
John Kusteka, $50 on the Venmo.
Like
thank you, God. And how about Elkhart Rob? 50 on the cash.
Woo.
I got that before you did, lover.
Yes, you did.
Hit the floor like a squeeze close kicker.
Yeah.
That was scary.
Neck elongated, 3.4 inches. You're going to be like, you know how those women in Africa put rings on their neck?
Yeah.
You're going to be a ring-necked Willie here soon.
Yeah. I'm never doing that again.
So,
nah, I probably will.
So Friday, I do plan on getting fucked up.
Yeah, you got to.
No, because, but usually on Bubba 199s, you guys know I don't usually get that fucked up. You guys know that.
Like unless you decide to, you know,
unless I
officiate a wedding.
To get fucked up. Yeah, I was fucked up. I was fucked up at Barb. Hey, I just, these two people.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't.
No, it really wasn't.
And you know what, man? Fucking Andy's got Randy Andy, fucking Macho Light. He's got your slate cleaned up. I can leave your slate. I leave your slate's now fully potted. So whatever you guys did, it's cleaned up. And like you, I loved how you chimed in like that.
Thank you. He's dialed in back here.
Might need to turn the DBs. Like I got you jacked all the way. I don't know if we can turn the DBs up on your slate, or maybe that would be a board adjustment. But I do have you jacked. Yeah, all the way.
Randy.
And then I'd like for Randy Macho Man Light to get a slate on in his area. So you guys got two slates over there.
He did some pre-workout this morning, so he's definitely jacked.
He is jacked the fuck up, is he not?
Yeah, he was running hot.
He's been offering me protein bars twice a day every day.
He is jacked the fuck up. Look at him, jacked the fuck up. I think Dan's a little taken back by him a little bit.
I think so, too. I don't think Dr. Dan was thinking that's what he was going to look
like. I
don't
think so either.
He makes miracles happen every day with a scalpel, silicone, and saline.
For you, you're going to like it, mister.
The world-famous Dr. Dan Diaco has called the show.
You know, Dan, I meant to play that for Dan.
When he called?
No, when he was here today, because it's so
it
old.
Pacifies him?
It's so old.
Bubba. The show's spontaneous. It's unscripted. That's its charm.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
But it's a federal offense.
Bubba the Love Sponge returns after this.
Boom. Did you give that one to Woody? Did you give that? I don't think you gave that one to Woody, did you?
Let me see.
Bubba.
The show's spontaneous. It's unscripted. That's its charm.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
But it's a federal offense.
Bubba the Love Sponge returns after this.
Let's get the obvious stuff out of the way.
On Howard 101.
What, Lummy?
Anything BTLS I gave him. So I gave
BTLS
I gave
sound?
Yeah, I
on a wouldn't
ones.
Our show just sound so much better. Okay, instead of this. It was this.
Bubba.
The show's spontaneous. It's unscripted. That's its charm.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
But it's a federal offense.
Bubba the Love Sponge returns after this.
Boom.
That's a lot sexier.
Let's get the obvious stuff out of the way.
On Howard.
Yeah.
Robert, $20 super on the Venmo. Bubba's birthday. Thank you, Robert.
So Friday, I'm getting fucked up.
Yeah. No, you said you're not.
No, for my birthday on Bubba 199, I'm getting fucked up.
Oh.
Yeah, let him get fucked up.
I mean, right?
Yeah. I thought you said you.
Right?
I thought you said you don't usually do that on 199.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. So I'm going to get fucked up, right?
Right.
Angelica Lauren, queen lover of the throne. Won't you have me? I'll put you in the zone. You'll be blowing up my phone saying, baby, I want to come home. There's nobody tighter, wetter, or better, right?
Let me, you just got to get me a roster.
Robert Comross, $85 new money.
Who?
Robert Ross.
But where? From where?
Venmo.
All right, well, then say so.
Rob Cross?
No, it's new money, he says.
Oh, my bad.
And Randy, $25.
Yay, all from
on the Venmo.
From Oklahoma.
I love her.
She's the best. She's such a good sport.
She is cool. You know, I have a...
What?
You know, I have a fucking fantasy about fucking a realtor at showing a house.
Right.
And Rainey, I don't give a fuck what you. Maybe you're a big girl. I don't give a fuck. You better get your ass here to fucking bar, bitch. I get really mad at you ladies. They're like, oh, Bubba, you wouldn't like me. I'm a big girl. Fuck off. You're cool as fuck. You're Bubba Army. Get your ass over here.
So
I love everybody.
You.
Not so I can fuck you, so I can munty on you and give you ear grips.
Bandit.
Yeah. Rainey. Get your fucking ass, get your real estate slinging ass over here to Barb, bitch. It's about to get mine. Fuck.
It's shock jock stuff.
Yeah, exactly. He's like Bubba the...
I mean, how cool is it, you bunch of fucking biters in town? Who's the ultimate fucking shock jock ever?
Boo-Ban?
When the word shock jock is mentioned on the Joe Rogan show...
People
which arguably pop culturally is the best, I mean, is the number one show pop culturally in the world. Am I not right?
Yes.
As far as radio or podcast or just anybody who has a talk show, Joe Rogan is the man.
No doubt.
That's the template of the, he's the new Howard Stern.
Yes,
and so
is.
When the word shock jock comes up, who do they fucking talk of?
It's shock.
That's why you motherfuckers hate me.
Because you hate me.
Because I still got it. I'm almost 60 fucking years old.
47.
And I'm still, pop culturally, the shockiest of fucking jockeyists, you stupid fucks.
It's shock jock stuff.
Yeah, exactly. He's like,
and the greatest of one of the greatest of all times, and recognized as the biggest currently, Joe Rogan, puts me the fuck over.
Yep. Game recognizes game.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Ah, I like Bubba.
I got nothing against Bubba. It's a hilarious name.
Bubba's a good guy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Fuck yeah, I am a good guy. I got a resurrection. I got a resurrection, bitch. You know, I got some more gas in this tank. For real.
Hello.
Hey, fat ass. If anybody's a redneck, it's your fat ass. Your mom was good, too.
No, Anna, if back in the day, you know, you're a little teeny bopper and you're listening to your favorite radio station and you hear that on the radio, wouldn't you be like, oh, my God, that is so forbidden, but I got to listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're listening to Janet Jackson going into some fucking bullshit. And
hello.
Hey, fat ass. If anybody's a redneck, it's your fat ass. Your mom was good, too.
And then you go to school and I say, like, hey, man, on the Power Pig, there's this guy. He calls kids fetuses and wants chicks with big tits to call in, and people are going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
My mom won't even let me listen to it.
Nope.
My dad would 100% have been listening to your show if we were here.
Yeah, but.
Because we were listening to Howard on the way to school when
absolutely.
I was like in sixth grade. See, I was 11 years old and I knew who like Beetlejuice was and, you know, fucking and doing all the nasty
fucking
stuff.
I was 11 and I knew about fucking.
How about Jenna Jameson or big fucking titties?
Dildo.
My dad would be laughing his ass off.
And you'd just be over there like just taking it all in with practicing on your French fucking horn with braces.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, guys.
Is this Rainy?
It is.
Hi. Hi, Rainy. Did you hear my spiel a few minutes ago?
I did. So I thought I'd better call in and give you an update.
All right, give me an update, and it better be good.
Barb?
Well, do you remember what I was supposed to call about?
Yeah, your husband and you.
You guys broke up.
No.
No.
She was going to call about.
She was going to call about. She was calling about. She was calling about how she was a dribbler and she or a puddler, and she was going to try to take it to the next level, right?
Yep.
Oh, that's. I'm sorry.
Am I right?
That's true.
All right, and I told you that I needed you to go home and just totally let loose and really get in the right frame of mind and then report back. And then you said you were going to do that, and I'm assuming that's what this is.
That's true.
All right, so let's go. I'm here with bated breath.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint, but it turns out I am indeed still a puddler.
Did he do it right? He probably fucking didn't do it right.
Yeah, probably not.
He did.
I don't think he did. Listen, he probably didn't put as much downward pressure as he needed. You got to really put in, like, to the point where you almost think that your fingers are going to cramp. You got to really lay it in there.
I don't know that I could survive anymore.
You can. Did he put an extreme amount of pressure on your G-spot?
I believe so, yes.
and did you have the urge to squirt, and did you finally just not let back and you let it rip?
I did, yeah.
You didn't hold back. You're like, okay, I feel like I'm going to piss, but I'm just going to let it go. And it was still just a dribble?
Well, it was more than a dribble, but it wasn't a big spraying fountain bonanza. It was
all right, but nonetheless, was it at least a significant amount? An amount that could be registered, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Was it a good orgasm?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And was it a more intense or different kind of orgasm than you experience when you're just getting, you know, straight fucked?
Sure.
Yeah. And did you did you was it a better one or just a different one?
It was just a different one. I mean, it was great. I couldn't do that all the time. I mean, I would be exhausted.
I mean, it was just too intense.
Yeah, it's just
too
much,
listen, I'm the king of, I invented this technique of two-fingered cul-de-sac technique, so I can whip it out at any time as part of my fucking, you know, toolbox, but my sexual toolbox. But I don't do it. Like, when Merch Crick and I mess around, I don't do it every time. Very rarely, as a matter of fact. It's because it is exhausting. It's a big ordeal, you know?
Yes, I agree. So it's sort of like a good quarterly kind of thing.
Yeah, I would agree. It's like a quarterly kind of thing, yeah. And it helps if you're a little fucked up, you know, been drinking a little bit, a little high, you know, you're not worried about, you know, how long you go. I mean, there's times where you know that you got, like, you know, 30 minutes to get a nut, and then there's other times where, you know, listen, man, we got a couple hours we can, you know, fuck around here.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's when you would use those tools.
Right.
When you got that time.
Well, Rainey, you know, okay, so that's great, and you did that for me. Thank you. Now, you're certainly going to probably qualify for BARP this year. Are you gonna attend?
I'm trying very, very hard. Like, I'm working super, super hard. I'm getting a lot of stuff done because, you know, I'm building my house right now, and we're probably halfway through that. It's going pretty quickly. So I'm trying to get money for that, but I'm also really wanting to get some jugs. I want to get some knockers.
So what better than to come down and get some Diacos?
Yeah,
and come to BARP?
What better than to come down and schedule your surgery like the Monday after BARP, and you know, get it, come in town like on Friday, hit Bubba 199, hit BARP on Saturday, Sunday recoup, and then Monday get your titties. Dan does one day post-op, and you're home, and you fly back home on Wednesday.
I mean, I've considered that, but that's a lot of money. Like, I don't know that I can afford to do that.
Bitch, you're selling million-dollar houses, making 6 points on the dollar.
No, I'm not. I'm not selling that expensive of properties.
I know, commission, but commission free. You are at 6 points, aren't you?
Well, you don't get it's usually 3 or 5% for the one side. I mean, if I get both sides, yeah, it would be 6%. But
how often do you get both sides? Probably never.
Probably 25% of the time.
So that means you represent the buyer and the seller.
Correct.
Right. Otherwise, you're splitting down the middle, where they got a broker, that you got a broker, and then you guys are getting 3 and 3.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
But I mean, the average home that you're selling in Oklahoma, those are at least, I mean, I would say your average home is $450,000.
No, no, no. It's like
$350 or $300,000?
Like $300,000. I do a lot of investment properties as well, and those are not expensive homes. So,
all right, so you're making $9,000 a fucking property. You're probably slinging, what, 10 a month?
No, 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 no. I'm maybe 3 to 5 a month.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like I'm working hard, and I've been doing this huge program, like a relocation specialist kind of thing, where people from other states can contact me, and I can sort of vet agents in their area, so that way they get experienced agents and not new people.
All right, so you got that. That's more that's income coming in. Plus, your husband's probably loaded. I know Rainey ain't going to be with no fucking loser.
No, he owns his own plumbing company.
Yeah, hold on. Plumbers fucking lummy.
Yeah.
Plumbers and electricians make the fucking money.
Sure do.
Those are the two guys on the job sites that are actually making. They're the ones that are pulling up in the new trucks.
They're the specialties.
Yeah.
Well.
See, I locked you up on that one because I got you.
But, you know, building the house and $15,000 to come to BARP and boobs, like, I'm working hard on it. I am. And that's my goal. So I'm
$15,000 to come to BARP. How do you figure?
Well, Dan's going to be 8 or 9.
No, fuck no. Not when I blow my call in and get you a fucking employee discount.
Well, I mean, flights are, you know, $1,000. Hotel rooms $1,000. BARP is $2,500. So that's nearly, you know,
that's 45. That's 4,500. Add another 5. That's 5. Put 3 on for the tits. Put 4 on for the tits. That's 9. So you're 10. You're probably 10 out the door with tits. Come to BARP.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm gonna set my goal at.
Yeah.
I'm gonna work hard.
Yeah. Set your goal. Listen. Get your husband. Get him. You know, halfway there. I'm sure you give unbelievable head. I'm sure you do. And just say, listen, babe. We need to set aside $10,000 so I can get tits and go to BARP, honey. That's like one. That's like two fucking, you know, new construction jobs for you. Please.
That's my plan. I'm working hard on it.
Well, Rainey,
but when I come down there, I've got to be provided with my medicine. You know what I mean? In Oklahoma, we have our medicine
listen,
cards here.
That's,
and I'm nervous.
That is the least of your fucking worries.
Yeah, no shit.
Okay. I mean,
that's the least. Well, that's the
everybody
thing
was
need.
Everybody. Yeah, I mean, like you, that would I will. We will have that for you waiting in your fucking hotel room upon check in.
Yay!
I mean, you text me when you're land. We'll get this shit to you, period. And it'll
okay,
be free.
Well,
check
that off.
Yeah. Fuck.
That's the plan. I'm working hard on it, but I can't spend all my time puddling because I'm exhausted.
It's true. Well, listen, you must know that we really care about you and we love you. And I know that you really love the show. And thank you for supporting the show. And we hope to see you. And you know, if you don't get the tits this time, you could get the tits for spring break. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, one or the other. I'm getting them.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thanks, have a good day.
All right, Rainey, thank you for doing our little experience. Sorry you're still a puddler.
I'm okay with it. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
All right, I was wanting a high-pressure Willie, but not everybody's high-pressure, okay?
No. Nope, it's all the same in the end.
All right, sweetie.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Well,
there you go.
Maybe she'll just stop being a puddler when she comes here for Bart.
Hopefully.
No, I think once you're a puddler, you're a puddler.
Oh.
I think Anna's a puddler.
Sure.
I think, let me, would you want to divulge what?
She's a sprinkler.
Oh,
she's a fire
She's like
hose.
A sprinkler head at Ray J Stadium?
Yeah, it's a fire hose out there. And I have all that to thank
I will
you, Bubba.
Say this, that the merch crick is more towards the puddle.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah, she's
ain't nothing wrong with a good puddle.
I know.
Bubba, did you get LM Clothes PayPal?
Did I get who?
LM Clothes?
No, I did not get LM Clothes on the motherfucking PayPal. I did not get that, my friend. But I can look at it right now. Hold on. I got Lucas March. I did not get an LM Clothes. Unless that's Lucas Marciano.
That sounds kind of like LM Clothes. I didn't know that was his real name.
There you go. That's LM Clothes.
Thank
for
you.
The 50. PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. I'm trying to make payroll for Wednesday night. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.